In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The term cult classic is, and always has been, a contested one. There's really no universally accepted definition of what constitutes a cult film, though generally speaking, they're movies that are known for having passionate fan bases who engage in repeat viewings, endlessly quote dialogue, and go as far as dressing up as their favourite characters to celebrate their love for the film en masse. Just look at how many people watch The Room religiously, and you'll see what we're talking about. There are a number of factors that can stop a worthy film from building up a cult following, from being overshadowed by a similarly themed movie to being associated with unfashionable actors, though it normally boils down to a mixture of bad timing and bad luck. But what ultimately determines whether or not a film is granted cult status is us, the viewers. The one thing that doesn't seem to matter in all terms of cult status is critical opinion. In fact, a fair few films on this list were poorly received by members of the press. I'm just telling you this now so that you don't go thinking that all of these are going to be popular choices. That said, and with this in mind, I'm Jules from WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 awesome films that never got the cult followings that they deserved. Number 9, Knights of Badassdom. Knights of Badassdom might have flown under the radar for many, unfortunately sharing a lot in common with the film Role Models, or at least the last third. However, there was so much going on in this film that it's a shame that it's been overlooked. When a group of friends who like LARPing on the weekends purchase a spellbook from the internet, they accidentally release a succubus into the woods surrounding them. What follows is puerile comedy, gore, and a teeny bit of suggestive swordplay. What makes this film more than a simply let's laugh at the nerds flick is that it mashes a horror film into the mix. The sheer ridiculousness of the plot and the fact that Peter Dinklage is clearly unloading all of his Game of Thrones frustrations makes this definitely worth a watch. Number 8, Dead Man's Shoes. Shane Meadows rose to public acclaim with his film This Is England, but while that series has carried on from strength to strength, his film Dead Man's Shoes slipped under the radar. The story follows a paratrooper named Richard returning home to find that his mentally ill brother has been manipulated into becoming a drug mule. It's a tale of revenge as Richard slowly toys with the gang responsible before executing them. It's dark, but in many places quite humorous as it reels off one-liners fit for Arnold Schwarzenegger. What seems to have let the film down, though, was that its setting seems to have alienated those from further afield, as many of its best quotes are regionally contextual. Still, if you're in the mood for a psychological revenge tale, then look no further. Number 7, Grandma's Boy. With a Rotten Tomatoes score of 16%, it's pretty clear that Grandma's Boy has had no love from the critics. Being deemed lazy and unnecessarily gross in places and that it could only be enjoyed by stoners, but you know what, I mean, that's your core cult audience right there. Along with some of the factors that make a cult film great, gross-out comedy, low production quality, and terrible premises are what cult films are built on. The story is as silly as you'd expect from my previous description, with a young lad moving into his grandma's house while trying to convince his friends that he's actually living with 3 beautiful women. What seemed to hold this film back, though, was the name attached to its production, whose Happy Madison company released the abomination that was Click on the same year and almost doomed Grandma's Boy to failure through association. Number 6, Dark City. This film had the blessing and the curse of having a lot of its elements stolen to form The Matrix. From its dark techno setting, its creepy otherworldly enforcers, and the ability to manipulate the false world around the protagonist, Dark City had a lot going for it. The story of mankind being kept blind to the events going on around them as an outside evil uses them as cattle was refreshing upon its release, but it was only a year before The Matrix came and not only elevated many of the film's original ideas, but figured out a way of telling a slightly simpler story on a Hollywood scale. It was just bad timing and bad luck that saw Dark City get buried, but if you're willing to sit through a film that feels slightly familiar, you'll find a really enjoyable flick. Number 5, Four Lions. Controversial, but excellent nonetheless. Four Lions follows the training of four completely inept British jihadists in Sheffield, England. It's a film which takes the incredibly volatile situation of terrorism in our own country and plays it up to make those who commit the acts as incredibly foolish and ill-informed. Chris Morris, who also worked on the likes of The Day Today and Brass Eye, uses the film as a means of poking fun at the media and pretty much everything else in modern society. But possibly the reason why Four Lions is kept at arm's length from cult status is the subject matter. No matter how it's approached, it's simply too close to the bone for a lot of people. Making light of suicide bombing just isn't funny to the vast majority, understandably. But this film does take a lot more care than many would assume, so it's definitely worth a watch. Number 4. God Bless America. Speaking of biting films, God Bless America is less a satirical swipe as it is a knife through the chest of societal lampooning. It never tries to hide behind allegories and allusions, instead pointing to the audience and saying, "Don't be a f***ing arsehole, take responsibility and act like a decent f***ing human being." True, the film does go on to imply that you'll be killed if you're rude, which probably won't happen in real life, but it's got to have some fun with itself. And despite its heavy tone of killing things that are wrong with the current state of the world, it's really quite fun. It's a cross between Natural Born Killers and Bonnie and Clyde, but for some reason, never piqued the audience's interest. Maybe it's down to the sheer range of people this film offended, but then again, it implies that maybe we're all a little guilty. However, if you can take it on the chin, then this is a riotous flick. Number 3. Spring Breakers. Now, if I were to say Vanessa Hudgens and Selena Gomez star in a film about armed robbery, you'd think that A, that's probably not a real film, and B, no thanks. But trust me, this is much better than you might first believe. You see, the two stars at this point in time were desperate for an image change, and Spring Breakers offered just that. The film contains enough raunch, violence, and drugs that it feels almost like looking into an alternative reality where the pair were never involved with the House of Mouse. If you can bear to put your previous thoughts on them to one side for a moment, you'll find a film worthy of cult status, as it's bizarre enough in places and cathartic in all others. Number 2. Dreamscape. Dreamscape is a sci-fi horror that follows a young psychic who has been using his powers for personal gain, namely gambling and womanizing. But after an invention from Uncle Sam, he's taught how to project himself into another's mind, and then gets weird. Another rogue agent is using the same techniques to get information to assassinate the president. Can you see why this simply screams cult film? It's odd, got enough ropey sci-fi in it, and it's just full of cheese. But it never hit the big time thanks to releasing on the same year as Nightmare on Elm Street. A very different film for sure, but because of the use of dreams and manipulation, it felt all too similar for some audiences. And number 1, The Man with the Iron Fists. It's a hip-hop kung fu film. It's a hip-hop kung fu film set in 19th century China. It's a hip-hop kung fu film set in 19th century China with RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan as the lead. I mean. Do you really care about the plot now that I've said that? Of course you do, because you're good people. Well, actually, it's really fun, with a story filled with fighting men with iron fists, as you might imagine, and a ton of choreography which looks pretty decent. I'm not saying that it's perfect, but this is pretty much the perfect storm of a cult film, so do yourself a favor and give it a watch.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.